Call is being recorded.
I got it right here.
I have to know so I have to know which one to hit for the transfer.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line. This is about the Roundup claim. This is to help.
Correct.
Desk.
I have Maurice Carter.
Okay.
And his phone number is 267-505-5335. He's on the line.
Thank you. Maurice? Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Randy. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing.
Good. I understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria for the Roundup claim?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, hang on. Let me pull that up for you. Okay. Let me go back to the top here. Perfect. Okay, so you would like to meet the criteria. Now, Mr. Carter, have you already gotten an attorney to help you with filing the lawsuit?
No, I do not.
Okay, and this is housekeeping. Just, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you, sir. Now, was it you that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you happen to know the subtype?
I really don't know the subtype. I just know that I'm diagnosed with B-cell lymphoma.
Okay. That is the subtype. Thank you.
Okay.
And you just got the one, as if that wasn't enough. You just got the one diagnosis?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And were you diagnosed between 2005 and present?
Yes, that is correct.
When did you receive that diagnosis?
No. I was diagnosed August 14, 2022.
Okay. Yes, you were diagnosed within that frame.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And where did you spray it? Did you spray it at your house?
Yeah. Okay, my lawn.
No,
neighbor's lawn.
I used it too. I'm not young. I know I sound young, but I used it for years myself. I'm unfortunate for you. I really feel bad. What is the address where you used that?
4469 North Gray Street.
North what street?
Grass, G-R-A-T-Z.
Oh, okay. Is that in Chicago?
No, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philly, I found it. Gotcha. Okay. And, of course, I'm going to text you my name and phone number so you know how to get a hold of me. And then, as well, I would never ask you for anybody's name or phone number, but you can certainly give my name and phone number to anybody else that might want to talk to me about this. Okay, Mr. Carter?
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that
a lot.
No worries.
Thank you.
Okay, let's just do that. Now let's continue on here. I do a lot of these, and I want to make sure that we get them right because this is very important to you. You shouldn't have had to go through this. And these guys have there's a lot of claims, let's just say. And you can go on Google and look at that. Okay, there you go. I just sent you a text. Now, your age when you were diagnosed, were you between the ages of 18 and 79 years old?
Yes.
And do you have, I don't need it for this phone call, sir, but do you have a birth certificate?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And, Mr. Carter, how many years would you say you used Roundup?
17 years.
Okay. And during that 17 years, of course, did you use it for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And this phone that we're speaking on, is it a cell phone?
Yes, that's correct.
Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, this next section, it's just a, it's a list of illnesses, and I just need you to give me a simple yes or no if you've ever had any of these, okay? And the first one is organ transplant, yes or no?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Lupus?
No.
HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No, thank God.
Yeah, I know. Diabetes mellitus?
No.
And how about rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Okay. Now, have you ever had any other cancer other than this non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that required chemotherapy?
No, I haven't.
And to your knowledge, do you have any history of family history of cancer?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. And then, so the main injury that we're talking about here today is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I know I have your name as Maurice Carter, but could you please spell your first and last name for me? I'm going to type it in.
Yes, it's M-A-U-R-I-C-E, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R.
Thank you, sir. Now, Mr. Carter, is there a suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
And please confirm your gender for me.
Male.
Thank you. And are you married, sir?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you divorced, widowed, or single?
No, I'm a single man.
Yeah, smart man, too. Well, sir, what is your Social Security number?
The 191-568563.
Thank you. And your date of birth, sir?
It's July 4th, 1976.
July 4th. I love that. Okay. Now, Mr. Carter. So when you were a kid, you thought everybody's shooting off fireworks for your birthday, right?
Yeah.
Sir, when did you, there's no right or wrong answer to this question, but how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injury or cancer? Was it maybe a TV ad or social media or something that we?
Yeah, no, what's ironic is that's exactly what it was, a TV ad.
Yeah, sorry, I know. Okay, and when did you think you first saw that TV ad? And there's no right or wrong answer. It could have been a year ago. It could have been a month ago.
I've seen it probably about 6 months ago.
Okay, cool. And how tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
And how much do you weigh, sir?
200 and about 30 pounds.
Hey, good shape. What's your best email?
Maurice.Carter76@gmail.com.
So I have Maurice, Maurice.Carter76@gmail.com.
Yes.
And this phone number we're talking on, 267-505-5335. Is that your best phone, cell phone?
Yeah, that's correct.
Do you prefer email, phone, or text?
Can I do two, email and phone number?
Yeah, I could do that. And what's the best time of day to get a hold of you?
Probably more likely in the evenings.
Gotcha.
About 6 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. And how many, you're in Philly, so I don't know if you use Roundup in the wintertime, but how many times per month a year do you think you used it? In other words, did you start in the springtime and go all the way through summer? What do you think?
Yeah, from the springtime through the fall, because it gets bad around.
I do know that. And how many times a month do you think you used it?
As big as this probably is, I'd say probably about... eight times a month.
Okay. So you used it for 8 times a month. You used it basically from spring all the way through to fall, which is probably about 6 months out of the year. Maybe, let's see, May, June, July, August, September, October, Yeah, about 6 months out of the year. Okay. All right. And then did you use Roundup for at least a year before you got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
And when do you think, just your best guess, when do you think approximately you started using Roundup?
I know it was 2005 when I started using it.
And that would have been in the springtime, right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know when you stopped using Roundup?
It was in August of 2022.
I know why that is, okay? All right. And you stopped using it because of the NHL, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. And you did apply it seasonally, correct?
Yes.
And how did you apply it? Did you use a backpack, a hand sprayer? How did you apply the Roundup?
The hand sprayer.
Yep. And did you ever use any protective gear? And don't worry if you didn't, but did you ever use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No. Okay.
And this was residential lot, right?
Yes.
Okay. And primarily, did you use it for like gardens, fence lines, sidewalks, curbs, gutters?
All of the above.
Planters. You can tell I've used it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't use it anymore either, though. Okay. All right. Now, and you primarily, what state were you in you primarily used it? Would that have been Pennsylvania?
Yes.
I've never been. One day I'll get there. And
you got to come see it.
I really want to go see it. I do want to see it. It was the capital of the U.S. before they built Washington. So
the birthplace of America.
That's correct. A lot of history there. Get me a cheesesteak, too, while I'm there. Was your exposure was residential, correct?
Yes.
And you were exposed directly through yard work, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just let me type that in. Okay. And again, you were exposed directly. And did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. Now, were you always present during the application of Roundup, or were you ever there when someone else was spraying it?
No, I was always the one spraying it.
Okay. Now, we figured out that you probably had about 50 exposures a year. How many exposures do you think you've had in your lifetime? So if you took 50 and you multiplied it by the number of years, that would probably be a fair answer. So you said you used it for 17 years, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's hundreds of times, man.
Can I tell you something? That's not the highest I've heard.
Oh.
So reasonably, if you took 50, we could even do 40. Maybe you took a couple winners off. I don't know. So let's do 40 times 17. So you got 400. You got 680 exposures. Do you think that's correct?
It's probably a little more than that.
Would you like me to put 700 then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
700's your number then, correct?
Yes.
Approximately. Okay. Now, there in Philly where you use the Roundup, do you live near a water well?
No, I don't.
Do you get water from a well?
No, I don't.
To the best of your knowledge, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay. And you're not old enough, but have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Have you ever, to your knowledge, have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
Now, when you used Roundup, what type did you use? Did you use the concentrate or was it already mixed?
It was the concentrated kind.
Ah. And do you remember where you purchased it? Was it Walmart, Home Depot, any Lowe's?
It was at Walmart.
Yep. And do you have any purchase information or receipts that you might be able to obtain?
That stuff is long gone, man.
All right, that's fine.
I haven't used it in over 2 years. So
that's fine.
I doubt if I have any receipts around.
Okay, no worries. And do you still have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Have you ever smoked?
Yes, I smoked younger when I was young.
How many years would you say you smoked?
I'd say about 5 years, my teenage years.
I'm glad you quit. Are you currently employed?
Self-employed.
Okay. Good for you. So you're in a good spot right now. Do you mind if I ask, what do you do?
Home remodeling and repairing.
Well, come see me when it gets cold there in Philly in the winter. I got work for you.
Hey. Don't threaten me with a good time, man.
Let's see.
Give me a reason to get out of here.
There you go. Now, do you work out of home?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm scrolling back up. I'm just going to grab that address. You don't have to give it to me. You already did. It's my way of looking over the document anyways. Actually, I don't think I asked that yet. Hold on. Okay, we're getting there. We're getting there. All right. What is your address?
4469 North Gratz Street.
That's right.
Gratz Street.
Philly.
Yes.
I didn't want to keep looking and keeping you. So it was easier to just ask you.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Philadelphia. And you're the owner. Cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever lose any time from work for surgery or treatments?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No, I have not.
We're of that age. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, I have not.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman compensation claim?
No, I have not.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, I have not.
And then other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, I have not.
Thank you. And who was your diagnosing physician? I'm going to Google and pull up his address and stuff.
His name is Alvaro. What was that man's name? Shit. Alvaro Piera Rico.
What hospital were you at?
I was at Fox Chase Cancer Center at Temple University.
Okay. There it is. Okay. Let's make sure I got the one in Philly. There it is.
3401 North Broad.
Hold on, let me go back, make sure I got the right one. What street did you give me?
3401 North Broad Street.
You're right. I have their main office at 1801 North Broad. But wait a minute, that's the university itself. So let's go to this one. Now, their main campus is on Cottman, but that's not where you went. You went to Broad. All right, let's just take it from you then.
Yes.
Hold on. Let me go back to the form. Okay, so you said it was 1801 Broad?
No, 3401.
3401 Broad.
No.
Yeah, they have a lot of several different locations there at the university. That's what it is. So I'm just trying to find the right thing. And they actually call it the Fox Chase Cancer Center at Temple Health.
Temple Hospital, yes.
Right. It happens all the time. Like where I was born isn't even called anything close to what it was there. Okay. Temple Hospital. Okay, now I'm going to go back and try again. If you could maybe spell your doctor's last name for me.
All right, it's hyphen.
Okay.
It's P-E-R-E-I-R-A, Piera.
Okay, hyphen.
Slash Rico, hyphen Rico, okay. R-I-C-O.
Is his first name Alvaro?
Yes.
That's it. I got what I needed. Thank you so much for that. And he's got 5-star reviews. He looks like a good doctor.
He's good.
Let's see. Thank you for that. Okay. And did you see him at his office besides the hospital, too, for treatment?
From time to time, yes.
Gotcha. Because I've got all the information I need on that one. Good. And is he an oncologist also? He sure is. Sorry, I'm just pulling all the information here. It's all right here. That's why I'm not asking.
Okay.
Yeah, almost. Okay. Just a couple more copy and paste. It asks like 3 times for the information. Rather than just keep asking you, I'm just copying it and moving it down there. And I'll tell you what I put.
Okay.
So, 3401 Broad, Philadelphia. I've got his phone number. And that's Alvaro Piera Rico, MD. You saw him also at Temple Hospital. Now, what was the date that you were treated at the hospital very first? Would that have been around your diagnosis date?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be... Did they, right when you got your diagnosis, did he treat you right there first at the hospital on the 15th? And then you went back later for more treatments? Is that how it worked?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I've got the 15th for the first treatment there at the hospital. When did you go see him for follow-up treatments? Was it about a month later?
Yes.
Okay. Because you got chemo, right?
Yes.
Okay. So did the chemo start like about a month after you got your initial treatment?
Yes.
Okay. So probably about June then you started the chemo of 2015.
Yes.
Is that okay? And did you get radiation also?
Yes.
Oh, you poor guy. How do you think this lymphoma, I should say, has impacted your life? Caused you a lot of stress?
Yeah.
Anxiety?
Anxiety, yes.
Are you in fear that it's going to show itself again?
Yes.
Fear of return?
All the time.
Oh, I'm sure you're thinking about that all the time. I'm sorry about that, too. Okay. Now, I don't need you to have them in your possessions, but can you confirm to me that the medical records will indicate the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and the type?
Yes.
Thank you. And then you gave me your address, so let me just go copy it. I don't want it. These forms are quite long. Okay. But it is the Gratz Street. I've got it. You ever been out here to California?
No, I would love to come out and see what California is.
Well, how about we trade houses? I'll stay in yours and you stay in mine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maurice, is there an apartment number to your house?
No, it's not.
Okay. And then you really are just about done, sir. We do request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate event where clients become unresponsive. So can you please give me all I need is a first name, a phone number, and who are they, friend, family, or foe?
I can give you a female friend of mine phone number.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name is Samantha Dow.
Samantha.
Yes, Samantha.
Yes, sir.
Dowd.
And what's Samantha's phone number?
732-554-1337.
Thank you for that. And she's your friend. Yes. Okay. Now, you actually are all done. I do have a firm here that's going to help you with your case. I'm going to get you over that information in a second. Mr. Carter, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
No, I have not.
I am going to teach you how to do it. You're going to be an expert here in just 1 second. Let me just look it over real quick and make sure I didn't miss anything. But you truly are just minutes away from being done, sir. I appreciate your patience.
Thank you, sir.
And if you are curious, I'm not allowed to talk about dollar amounts, but they actually have started settling these cases, and you can go onto Google and look if you want to get some sort of idea. Let me see.
Okay.
And I kind of already know what I think it is. I've got to check a box here. And if I remember, it's the same one I always forget to check. It's always the same one. Okay. All right. It's doing its thing now. It's spinning. It's spinning. Give it a second here, and it's going to come your way.
Okay.
And you're on a cell phone, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Let me close some of this stuff down. Get it out of my way. There. It's ready to go now. I just got the notification. I don't know if you could hear that on your end. Okay. Now, I'm going to help you with this. It's pretty easy, but you're truly only about 2 minutes away, if that long, from being done. So it's spinning. I've got the document on my screen. And now I'm sending it to you. And you're going to get, there you go. You just got a text message from Randall Reese. Do you see that?
Hold on. Let me check. Hold on a second.
And you can put me on speakerphone.
All right. Let me come out and go into there.
Wait a minute. And if it's easier, you can get to that from email also.
Send you a DocuSign.
That's it right there.
Okay.
Correct. Yep.
All right.
Say, open that up. Yes, please. And then the first thing it's going to ask you is to agree to receive information electronically. So you want to click that and continue. Everything you're going to want to touch is going to be in the yellow.
Okay. Okay. Please review and act on these documents. So I had to sign it?
Yeah, you're going to hit continue or start. I think it says get started. Do you see it in the yellow there in the corner?
Let me see.
Maybe down in the right-hand corner. I'm not sure.
Agree.
Yeah, there you go.
Continue. All right. Select start to begin.
That's correct. It's up in the upper corner. Yes, sir. Hit start. And then you're going to see, touch that where it says signature. Just touch it and then hit next. So the two yellows, first the signature, then next.
All right. Adopting sign.
Does it say complete?
Does it say adopt and sign?
Oh, hit adopt and sign, yes. You just made your signature. I see where you're at. And then hit either next or continue, whatever it shows on your screen.
It shows me another sign at the bottom.
Yep, touch that. And then did it throw the signature in there for you?
Yep.
Hit next.
Okay, next.
And then you're going to see another little yellow tab. Just touch it and hit either next or complete. I don't know how far along you are.
Draw my initials.
Yep, you got to put initials in there too. Draw your initials and hit adopt and sign again. And then, of course, hit next. Right. And you're actually on the last page. And it should say finish. Do you see finish?
I'm just hitting all the yellow circles.
Keep going.
All
then.
The yellow.
You're doing fine.
And then it says finish. Okay.
There it is.
It says I'm done.
I got it. You don't have to download that app. Like I said, you don't have to do that. Okay, hang on a sec. Paste that. So I sent you now two text messages. The first one, again, is me, Randy Reese. The second one is Pulaski. That is the name of your firm. They're going to reach out to you. They're pretty quick about this. I say 24 to 48 hours, but it's been happening pretty quickly. And let's see what else we got here. Let me make sure I got the document. Good job on this, and I really appreciate your patience with me there. I got it back. And like I say, there is a copy of that in your inbox. If you have additional questions, again, sir, you can reach out to me, or you can also ask the attorneys when they reach out to you. And as well as, don't forget, you can give my name and number to anybody else that might want to talk to us about this. Having said that, do you have any questions for me?
I think that should be all for today.
Okay, well, thank you for your patience again. We've been on the phone for a bit, and I do apologize about that, but trust me, it's going to be well worth it. So, sir, you have a blessed day, and I hope you're feeling good, okay?
Hey, thank you. You do the same. Enjoy that sunny California weather, man.
I will, brother. I will. Thank you so much. A pleasure helping you with this, too, and talking with you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.